There was a sense of nervous anticipation floating around Capitol Square, where Republicans were split among three different election watch parties. But once Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump took Ohio, the momentum started rolling his way nationwide, and his supporters were ready to party. One by one, cable news networks rattled off projected wins for Trump, and each time the crowd grew louder and more ecstatic. Trump's Ohio campaign director, Bob Poduchik, says the real estate mogul turned politician rewrote the book on how to rally voters in the state.
It's nothing short of a phenomena. It's a movement more than a political campaign. I think a lot of political science dissertations are going to be written by the 2016 election cycle, and I think people are going to learn some new lessons.
Up the road, about a block away from the Trump party, Ohio Republican Party Chairman Matt Borges made a somewhat anticlimactic one-sentence announcement.
I just wanted to report that a few minutes ago I called Donald Trump and congratulated him on winning Ohio.
And that was it. Now, it's no secret that there's a clear division among Trump supporters and the state's top Republican leaders. It started with Governor John Kasich refusing to endorse the nominee. Though U.S. Senator Rob Portman did endorse him at first, he later reversed that decision. Borges also wavered, but eventually announced he was still standing behind the nominee. What's not clear is where the Ohio Republican Party goes from here. Republican Representative Andrew Brenner of Delaware was one of the first legislators to fully back Trump after he won the nomination. Brenner believes unity among the party can be achieved.
I think that they'll pull back together. They're going to have to. I mean, in the Republican primaries and now in the general election, they spoke, and here in Ohio with a clear majority. So I think that this is something that, you know, we'll come back together eventually. It may take a little bit of time, but I think it'll happen.
As fractured as the Republican Party may be in Ohio, the Democrats will likely go through a much worse post-election phase. Ohio Democrats have had years of big losses, going back to the 2010 sweep of statewide offices. When the state was called for Trump, but before he won nationwide, Ohio Democratic Party Chair David Pepper did not sugarcoat the position his party was in.
We're going to have to all do a lot of soul searching by what may happen tonight. We're going to have a lot of work to do. It may call on us to be stronger and tougher than we've ever been if Mr. Trump is actually elected president.
Ohio's role in this year's presidential race seemed to be diminishing about a month ago, but the contest remained close up until Election Day. Poduchik says this proves the saying, as Ohio goes, so does the nation.
Ohio's a microcosm of the nation. If you can win well in Ohio, it's like a campaigning in a state of city states. So if you can do well here, you're doing well in other parts of the nation. And that's why Ohio will always be a bellwether state.
Back inside Trump's election watch party, supporters begin to talk about the impact Trump's presidency will have on statewide issues, such as how his stance against the Clean Power Plan and Obamacare could impact Ohio's green energy standards and Medicaid expansion. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.